Everyday citizens need a champion. Susan was a solo mother of three. The kid's father had upped and run off with some Caribbean floozy he'd met by way of work. They'd taken off without a trace, and Susan was left practically penniless. Looking after the three kids was, of course, her number one priority. She found three cleaning jobs, which she could do one after the other on an almost daily basis. All the tasks were cleaning kitchenettes in three different government buildings. The pay was atrocious, but it was something to go on. It also meant she could be home by the time the children came home from school. Quite frankly, Susan worked her butt off. She would prepare some nibbles as well, when on a special occasion the government department had a celebration with a few drinks. That brought in a few extra cents. She did that for about 3 years, not a holiday in sight, not a day's break. But she managed to get almost on top. She could pay the rent and the groceries and the kids' school expenses and their clothes, albeit second hand. Nearly there, thank goodness. And then the government, to save on expenses, hired a huge professional cleaning company to do the work. It was good economics. Everyday citizens need a champion, and the government wanted to be that champion. Cutting costs was one way of doing it. Susan was left practically penniless. Looking after the three kids was, of course, her number one priority.